Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Tuesday, October 3rd, the Week 5 Waiver Wire Podcast coming at you here. Of course, bye weeks kicking off this week. The Cleveland Browns, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Seattle Seahawks, and Los Angeles Chargers all on bye this week. And that means the rubber's going to meet the road a little bit. If you drafted for depth, this is where that depth starts to show up. And that's why I'm not overly concerned if I started 1-3, 2-2, or heck, even 0-4, I'm not overly concerned at this point, because this is where the real squads start to show up. This is not the best waiver run of the year. In fact, it is the worst that I've seen so far, but there's still some players to pick up, so we're going to dive right into it. At the top of the list for me this week, Romeo Doubs. I'm going 10 to 15%, and I have said this many times before, but just in case you were wondering, that is based on your original budget. There is no way for me to know how much fab you have left in each of your leagues. So 10 to 15% on a $100 budget means $10 to $15. You got to know how your league bids. Some leagues are going to be conservative. Some leagues will be more aggressive. And then you have to bid accordingly to what do you think is going to get it done. Romeo Doubs should not be out there, yet he is still widely available. 13 targets in week 4. Christian Watson is back, yes. But I don't think that's going to really change things too dramatically here for Romeo Doubs. He's going to be heavily involved, and he's going to be at least a wide receiver 3 play going forward for the time being. Jaleel McLaughlin coming in at number 2 for me, 7 to 10%. Javonte Williams may not miss any time. I think that's one thing that's being lost here. It's a hip flexor injury. It's not considered major. And if he does miss any time, it's going to be short term. However, we did see Jaleel McLaughlin get in very effective. He had 104 scrimmage yards and a score on 10 touches. Now, he's undersized, 5'7", 187. And we are seeing more of these guys. Like Devon Achan is an undersized back. We're seeing more of these guys in today's NFL. But it's still, you know, that type of guy typically doesn't get a large workload. So just be cautious here. I know a lot of people are going to view what he did last week. They're going to sort by last week's points scored, and they're going to really want to go out and get him, but I'm not overpaying for Jaleel McLaughlin. CJ Stroud, 5 to 10%. I mean, hey, he's got over 1,200 passing yards. Now, he's got the Falcons this upcoming week. It's another nice matchup, but you know, I'm still like cautious here, but he keeps moving up, up, up. He's now legitimately in the one quarterback streamer conversation. And overall, the numbers are great. Now, football-wise, PFF has him like middling. He's like a mid-pack quarterback. So there's at least something to note there. I don't want to completely pour cold water all over it, but I also don't want to go too crazy here either. However, Stroud is surging. So 5 to 10%, that's a big bid for a quarterback for me in a one quarterback league. Josh Palmer, 5 to 8%. The Chargers go into bye week, like I said, but he is still worth scooping up. Remember, a lot of people will sort by projected fantasy points on their waiver wires. So that gives you an advantage. You can often get these guys going into bye week on the cheap. Something to consider there. Tyler Boyd, 5 to 8%. Okay, so it's a rib injury, not plural, perhaps, for T. Higgins. He said he's going to try to not miss any time. It does sound like he could miss at least a week or so. So, I mean, it's a safe play to go out there and add Tyler Boyd. I wouldn't go overboard here. Obviously, there are bigger problems with that offense than just T. Higgins' rib issue. But still, you could be in a pinch here with the bye weeks, and there are a lot of wideouts on bye this week. Jameson Williams, 5 to 8%. Yes, I'm not going crazy here on Jameson Williams. I don't think it's worth going crazy on him. However, I do think it is worth rostering him. They have mouths to feed in this offense now. It's not like last year where nobody there except Amon-Ra St. Brown. You have Sam Laporta surging. You have Josh Reynolds doing what Josh Reynolds does, sort of a role player guy, but he does a nice job at that. You have Jahmyr Gibbs out of the backfield. So I'm not going nuts here with Jameson Williams, but But the ceiling is very high, and fortunately, he will be back now after the NFL slightly modified their sports betting policy last week. Michael Wilson, 5-8%, exploded last week. 7 catches for 76 yards and 2 scores. Joshua Dobbs is playing very good football. We don't know when Kyler is going to be back, but it's not soon. At least that's the recent news that we have heard. So it's worth scooping up Joshua Dobbs. Samaje Perine, 5-8%. He will get work too. It won't just be Jaleel McLaughlin. In fact, short yardage, Samaje Perine's 235 pounds. Jaleel McLaughlin's 190 dripping wet. So short yardage, you could have some touchdown plunges. I do prefer McLaughlin, but I think Perine should be rostered as well. Cole Kmet, 5-8%. When Justin Fields is cooking, so is Cole Kmet, apparently. 2 touchdowns, 85 yards last week. He's one of just 6 tight ends to see 3-plus end zone targets on the season. So he is worth a roster spot if you're on that tight end merry-go-round. Gus Edwards, 5-8%, clear concussion protocol, played 39 snaps, just 10 for Melvin Gordon, 6 for Justice Hill. He is not spectacular, but he is solid enough. I'll get to the other guy in this backfield. I'll talk about Justice Hill as well, but I'll get to Keaton Mitchell in a bit. Chuba Hubbard, 4-7%. Miles Sanders can't seem to get healthy, so Hubbard could get a little bit more run here in the next few weeks. Don't love Hubbard, but beggars can't be choosers if you're really banged up at running back. Jake Ferguson, 4-7%. Dak seems to love him, man. 7 targets, caught all 7 for 77 yards last week. He's a top 10 tight end in fantasy scoring right now. It's very much Dalton Schultz-esque. Like, it's not super sexy, but it doesn't have to be to get the job done for fantasy. Luke Musgrave, 4-7%. Yes, I know concussion protocol, but the nice thing is they have that mini bye playing on Thursday night, so you got a little bit more time to get over that concussion. And honestly, I really dig the play. He's 3rd among qualifying tight ends in air yards, 9.9 air yards per target. That tells me a lot of upside here with Luke Musgrave. Justice Hill got back on the field after the toe injury. He obviously wasn't 100%, but he had 3 carries, 33 rushing yards. So if you're looking for higher floor, it's Gus Edwards. Higher ceiling, it's Justice Hill. Kenneth Gainwell, I mean, DeAndre Swift is solidified as the lead back, but Gainwell is being used. He played 25 snaps this week. This is one of those where I don't see us using Gainwell in most matchups. He might slide into flex territory as long as DeAndre Swift is healthy. But if Swift goes down with an injury, and he's done that over the course of his career, all of a sudden Gainwell, you can cash in on him. Zach Charbonnet, I mean, there wasn't a lot to like about Monday Night Football, but you know, in the limited touches he's had this season, he's looked very good. He's an implied value stash, and it's important to note, when you have an implied value stash, that guy isn't worth anything until he is. And I know, stating the obvious, but you can't use Zach Charbonnet right now. However, if Ken Walker went down, Zach Charbonnet is an instant top 15 guy. So you get an immediate massive return on investment. Can I guarantee that happens? No. And I can't guarantee it for any implied value guy. So as far as I'm concerned, I always just view implied value guys as the same. They are all valued the same pretty much for me. They're all scratch-off lottery tickets. And like a lot of scratch-off lottery tickets, you don't win on them. But when you do, it is massive for your team. So I like to have, you know, an implied value guy or two on normal size benches. That's 6 or more bench spots in your leagues. Can't do it if you have 4 or 5. Just can't do it. Marvin Mims, 3-5%. Another one, a little bit more implied value, but man, every time he's on the field, he makes plays. He ran 10 routes, caught 2 balls in his past game, which 2 balls isn't amazing, but he ran 10 routes. 6.21 yards per route run, which is off the charts efficient. Not usable yet, but I think it's only a matter of time. Alan Lazard, 3-5%, only saw 3 targets, but made plays on the ball. Had a touchdown, had a nice deep ball reception, and if Zach Wilson is improving, as it kind of looks like he did, then Lazard is going to be interesting, could be a top 50 guy. Quentin Johnston, 3-5%. Again, they're heading into bye week. He was barely used this past week, 3 targets, but did run 20 of 25 routes, 25 possible routes, and you could get him for free this week because people are going to sort right past him. He's just a stash, but the bye week is going to be good. And I expect his usage to continue to expand going forward. Matthew Stafford, 3-5%, and also goes Sam Howell, 3-5%. So Stafford was his 60th 300-yard passing performance and could have Cooper Kupp back. So trending up into the QB2 conversation, if you are streaming in one quarterback leagues that are deeper, he's on the radar, as is Howell. I mean, Howell did take 5 sacks, so there's that. But he played well, and he brought that team back into that game. They almost beat the Eagles. Like, that's saying something about Sam Howell. It's such a good running quarterback. So I think it's just going to be up and down for him this season. But when he's up, they're going to be top 10 fantasy weeks out of this dude. And I know last week I said he may not be long for the job. That still is in the mix, by the way. Like, one performance doesn't mean all of a sudden we're right back to where we were. But I'll take the ceiling, man. Zay Jones, 1-3%, trending towards getting back on the field. We don't know if Christian Kirk's going to keep that gig, though. That's the thing. Christian Kirk has played really well with Jones sideline. Jeff Wilson Jr., 1-3%. That's right, only 1-3% if he's available. As of right now, Devon Achane, the genie, is out of the bottle. Raheem Mostert is playing good football, and it's obvious they want to manage his reps. That's what we had this past week. Wilson will come in and help that, but is he the number three? Like, so really, he's more of an implied value guy at this point. Roshan Johnson, speaking of implied value, 1-3%. Same with Tajay Spears. Neither one of those guys is doing enough right now to use in fantasy rosters with any confidence in starting lineups. However, with Roshan, I think it's a matter of time before he overtakes Khalil Herbert. It could happen in November, you know, down the line. With Tajay Spears, he's not overtaking Derrick Henry, but if Derrick Henry goes down, giddy up Tajay Spears. Jonnu Smith, yes, 11 catches on 14 targets for 132 yards over the last 2 weeks. Kyle Pitts over that span, 7 catches for 13 targets, or on 13 targets for 62 yards. No, Smith is not ahead of Pitts. They are playing very different roles in the offense. Pitts is at 11.6 air yards per target, and Smith is at 7.3. And the lower the air yards, the higher the catch rate, and that's what we're seeing with Smith. And I don't think that's changing yet or anytime soon. So Smith is on the streamer radar, as weird as that is. David Njoku, 1-3%, had the burns on the face but played through it. Actually pretty good, 6-46. Now, last year he was the merry-go-round tight end, and that means 1 week he's picked up, the next week he's dropped, then the next week he's picked up, then the next week he's dropped. It looks like we're back there with him this year. Keaton Mitchell, all right, he may have been added in your Yahoo leagues. Why? Well, he is on the Ravens roster, impressed in the preseason before going to injured reserve. He is set to return. He's going to compete in that backfield. Undersized, 5'8", 192. Again, more of these undersized guys. And so this is a lottery ticket. There's no guarantees with Keaton Mitchell. I get it. If you already picked him up and you're stashing him for upside, cool. I don't hate that play, but don't get your hopes up too high here. Ronnie Rivers, 1-3%. He is the number two running back in the Rams' backfield, and they do want to limit somewhat what Kyron Williams is doing, so it's worth stashing him in deeper leagues. Josh Downs, 1-3%. Actually, right now, second on the Colts in targets with 27 through the first 4 weeks of the season. Deep league option here as the number two option in Indy right now. Moving on to a couple quarterbacks, Zach Wilson, Baker Mayfield, Josh Dobbs. Hey, if Zach Wilson actually is trending up, then you're getting him at a steal in Superflex right now. I don't know if that's happening, though, because it was only one game. It was his best game so far as a pro, but it was only one game. Baker is playing good football. Baker coming off of a three-plus pass or a three passing score game. That was his first one in 31 games. So he's in the mix there. I would go, I'd probably go about 10 to 15 on Wilson, 10 to 15 on Baker, 5 to 10 on Joshua Dobbs, playing good football. And we know that Kyler Murray is not set to come off of PUP this week. The latest news is that he's still weeks away from playing. So that is something to note there with Joshua Dobbs. All right, let's round it out with some deep options here. Terrace Marshall, 1%. I don't know if he sticks as a top three receiver when Jonathan Mingo's out of concussion protocol, but he had 9 catches on 10 targets, 56 yards, whatever, but still, he did have a decent game there, so it's worth it in deeper leagues. Same with Keyshawn Vaughn. He's now the backup. He leapfrogged Sean Tucker in Tampa. This is just a deep stash. If you need help at quarterback, it looks like Kenny Pickett could miss this week. It's not a bad injury. It's not as bad as it looked, but we could have the legend himself, Mitchell Trubisky. We'll go 5% at the most in Superflex. All starters should be rostered. You can go on the cheap with the next two, though, in Superflex. Taylor Heinicke, I know this. Ritter's starting this week. I don't know how long they stick with Desmond Ritter. It's not good. You could go like 1% to 3% in Superflex on Taylor Heinicke. Same with Bailey Zappe. Bill Belichick said that they're sticking with Mac Jones, but it's for now. He didn't say that part, but I like to get out ahead in deeper Superflex leagues and preemptively pick up some guys like these types. So if you have a need, they are worth it. Okay, let's go over to team defense, your streamers for this week. If you have any of the following, I don't think you need to make a move. The Eagles, I think you can stick with them this week. It's not as great against the Rams, but I don't mind them. Buffalo, you're going to continue on with Buffalo. They had a pretty dominant performance last week. And that defense is really firing on all cylinders against the Jags in London. Baltimore, if you picked them up as a streamer, they get Pittsburgh, so giddy up. San Francisco, they are up against Dallas, but I'm going to still use them. And then New Orleans as well. If you have these following defenses, and I'm going to start doing this for you as well, you can cut them. Dallas is on the other side against San Francisco. I don't need to keep them through this. Kansas City came back to the pack after last week. They're facing Minnesota at Minnesota. I don't need to keep them. And Cleveland is on bye. I don't need to keep Cleveland through their bye. They don't look like the greatest defense ever like they did over the first 3 weeks, so I don't need to keep them. Streamers this week, I am going to be on the other side of that New Orleans matchup with New England taking advantage of a really sputtering New Orleans Saints offense. The Washington Commanders against Chicago, like them going up against Justin Fields. The Lions against Carolina, giddy up. The Lions actually look pretty they've got some spunk on the defensive side of the ball against those Carolina Panthers. And then how about this? Let's take advantage of Daniel Jones with the Miami Dolphins this week. All right, that's going to wrap things up. If you want the entire list, remember ftnfantasy.com, promo code RATPACK for 10% off. At Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, and I'll catch you on the flip side tomorrow for another edition of the pod. Rankings coming at you on tomorrow's podcast. All right, I'll catch you on the flip side. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.